Blog
Hey, this
Talk
is
Radio.
How's everybody doing? This is Easy, most known unknown Easy Oso. And I'm sitting here in the crib, about to try to get K-Dan on the phone through this episode real quick. So bear with me. Got a lot to talk about today. And definitely hope it's going to be a good show. So give me one quick second. How's everybody doing today? I was hoping I was going to get this way earlier, but still having issues every now and so often. But we definitely going to see if we get them on the call here. Hopefully it'll be a little bit different from my last show, although that was funny. Definitely was something that I also appreciate. So, you know, see what happens. I'll type this man now and see if I can call that way. Oh, man, he is on. What he said. So, that's a good thing. I don't know if he's responding because I can't hear him. Still a good thing. No, I can't hear you.
Hello?
I can't.
Hello?
I can hear you now.
Oh, I had to hit the unmute button. My bad. I was just listening. You know,
no,
I'm new to all this technology stuff.
That is K-Down, by the way. And, yeah, y'all about to give me a check real quick.
I don't like saying just KD no more since Kevin Durant did that bullshit. So, yeah, just call me K-Down. I don't go by KD no more because some people misunderstand, think I'm trying to be like Kevin Durant. I'm not trying to be Kevin Durant. I was KD before Kevin Durant bitch ass was even in college.
What's going on?
Ain't nothing going on, man. I just been in the house all day. I was getting ready to actually type up some stuff on the Facebook page because it seemed like every time I start to try to set up for the recording, something always comes up. So, like last night, I had a family emergency, so I had to drive down to Lafayette, Indiana, in the middle of the Cubs game. So, you know how pissed I was in the middle of the Cubs game. But it's a family emergency. It was a family emergency, so I went on and I did it. You know, anything for family, you know, anything for family. But,
No, I know how hard that had to be considering that. Well, at least they won.
It was very hard. Good thing I had my my Apple Watch with me, so I kept the watch on the game. So every time something happened, I got. But yeah, it was hard.
Yeah.
To see them, but
yeah.
What's been up with you?
That's gonna be hard too. Nothing, running the cold, trying to keep from getting one, but having a few technical difficulties with everybody around me being sick. It's kind of hard to fight that off. So
that's why you get them from being around you.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when it's your job.
I know where you work at. I know you can get away from them. You're not supposed to do it like that, but I just walk off from it. But anyway.
I take that advice.
Besides your coworker calling off on you and you missing the group.
You just put that on the
list.
The whole rate. Okay. Yeah, that did happen. I didn't mean to miss it. I actually wanted to come. But I heard it was bad anyway, so.
Well, no, just the service was bad. The meeting was actually good. Service was bad. Don't go to Buffalo Wild Wings on Clinton and Taylor. Yes,
yeah,
I am.
If you do go to the one
I
on Lincoln.
advise you not to do it. But let's get to this episode real quick, because we got some things we got to talk about. Like,
yeah, we got them Cubs. Them Chicago Cubs.
One win away. One win away. Saturday night is going up.
Now, I know Veronica be mad at me right now, but when you get into the World Series, is it seven games, best seven, or is it just one game?
It's best of seven.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of mad at you for not knowing that one.
Hey, I ain't never been too much for the playoffs, you know.
Yeah, it's best of seven. You know, we're going to take it in five. So...
So
you know,
we're going against Cleveland.
Yeah, we're going against Cleveland, and when we win, you know, we tear the city apart. So
and that's the reason why Cubs probably should win often. You already tear the city apart when it's regular season.
Well, you know, when we win, another thing is you White Sox fans won't be able to say, well, at least we won one in our lifetime. Yeah. And then I'm going to with that. Well, when was the last time you won? Yeah.
I know we don't have to go back generations, so ancestral generations to try to win. So that's all good. It's not going to be straight. I ain't looking forward to that plate, that license plate, but we'll see.
Yeah.
So what do you think they got to do to win? Because this was definitely a test for them.
I'm looking for it. I'm going to be looking for it, so you better be looking for it.
So what do they got to do to win? Because the Dodgers gave them some go. They still got a game or two left, but I think they're going
to
take that.
First off, came down to one run.
Mm-hmm.
So all we got to do is score two runs on Kershaw, and I believe our bullpen and our pitchers can hold up, so it's going to be a tough fought game, but we in Wrigleyville, it's cold.
Yeah, I ain't going.
They're not used to the cold, but we are, so hopefully
that
works in our favor. But that should have worked in our favor.
That is
so
true.
It is what it is. All right,
so who's this player on y'all squad that's getting married?
I don't too much care about athletes' personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they show up and they do what the fuck they supposed to do for the millions of dollars, I don't care what they do in their personal lives. But I heard it's some I think it's Chris Rock that's supposed to be getting married. I'm not 100% sure. Once again, I don't care about his personal life. All I care about is when he's holding that bat at that plate.
Apparently, when you winning as much as you do, people pay for your whole registry when you marry. So, yes, that happened. So, I need to join baseball or something like that. That's what I heard. But, yeah, they're doing good. And, you know, I ain't too crazy over it, but hey, I'm happy for them. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I'm hoping they get this W. Like I said, even though that's not usually the team I root for, Chicago winning is a good thing regardless.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say the same thing about these Bulls. And, well, no, they did fairly okay in this preseason. You know, the regular season coming up on the 25th. I know. That's what I'm saying. It's preseason, so I'm not tripping too much.
Why everybody worried? It's preseason.
I am not worried. The only team I was worried about preseason was the Bears, and I was rightfully so. God damn it. They just keep on, they won one game. I forgot what team was that. But either way it go, man. I told you, preseason may not predict all the time the right things, but this is terrible. So that was the only team where I'm like, man, preseason they're going to be. It's what's to come, pretty much.
On, I think the Bears need to just go on and tank the rest of the season.
That's what I
You know what? Somebody said they were trying to lose games on purpose. I thought
nah,
we knew that was coming in.
Nah, them motherfuckers, they was actually trying to win. They just couldn't.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. But yeah, so Bulls, they preseason, they 3-4. But I did see some you know, spurts of goodness in them. I think they're gonna be very effective this year. Season start on the 25th of October, so kinda waiting for that. Still wanna see that I wanna personally go to that Knicks versus Bulls game. I don't know about you, KDM. I think we should get some tickets to that.
Yeah, no. The Knicks not something that excite me.
I just want to see him play against Rose.
What I am going to do is I'm going to get me a custom Bulls jersey, number one, with Carter Williams on the back of it, because all these fans talking about some Derrick Rose number need to be retired is smoking some good-ass crack.
Why are you mad at Derrick, man? He's doing good.
I ain't mad at Derek, but he didn't do shit to get his motherfucking number retired.
Oh, that's the problem. The whole same status. I think
in a rookie of the year, that don't mean nothing. Ain't like he Michael
well,
Jordan. He didn't even go to the finals.
He not Mike. He didn't go to the finals. That's true too. And he not Mike. But he did bring the team back. He did. I remember before he got there,
he
we had
no
when I seen number one, I thought
contest.
Of Jamal Crawford. I thought of Jamal Crawford
no,
when I seen that.
He didn't win no scoring title. He didn't win no dunk contest. He didn't win Defensive Player of the Year. None of that. So, the fuck? Come on, man. Just a number.
Well, I guess.
Obviously,
I don't know.
Obviously, he don't care too much about the motherfucking number. He's number 25 now.
Well, ain't somebody number one on the team already?
Number one belongs to Benny the Damn Bull.
No, I'm talking about on the Knicks. See.
Yeah, but the what's his name? He didn't get number one until after Derrick Rose declined it.
Oh, okay. Well, Bulls regardless of Rose is still doing good. You know what I'm saying? Waiting for them to get the chemistry up. I think that's going to be very effective in how they play. We're still
it's
getting
not,
a pretty decent Wade.
There's nothing wrong with the chemistry with the team. It's just preseason. They wasn't really caring. Shit, they was just out there getting in shape.
Oh, I get it, but you still got to work that in. I'm sorry. You got to build that chemistry regardless. That's just me, I think, personally. Because, I mean, Wade, I know he ain't worried about, you know, being like the number one dude. He okay with, I'm pretty sure he okay with Butler doing what he got to do. And Rondo, well, we just need that Rondo from the Celtics. That's all we need.
It's Jimmy Butler. It's been Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
team
obviously.
For the past 1.5 years.
Yeah, that much I do know. I can say that one is true. But that season, like I said, started on October 25th, so can't wait for that. Try to catch that first game. Definitely want to see what's going to be like. All right, so on to this this election. Did you happen to see any of them dumbass debates?
That's an insult to my intelligence.
Yeah, I know. It's a whole lot of bullshit.
Yeah,
it is. It's very terrible. This is probably the most worst election ever. And I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm going to vote, but I'm definitely not voting for either one of those guys.
I'm voting for Madeo, so.
And you can do that. Most people don't know that you can do that. You won't write your own name on name, man. You can do that. I'm either put in Bernie or I'm probably vote for Jill. That's the two that I'm usually going for. even though I don't think he gonna do it personally. I think he'd be more effective because he talk about a couple of real issues and stuff like that, but I don't think he's gonna stick to his plan even if he would be able to get in there. So, but those are my top two picks as far as this election goes. And then, what about you?
I'm voting for myself.
You ain't got no second round pick, huh?
No. Not really. I mean, I know a bunch of people still gonna sketch Bernie Sanders' name, man. So, Bernie Sanders is still gonna get a nice amount of votes. But,
yeah, hopefully.
And when it all boils down to it, the Electoral College is brought for the simple fact people don't vote for the state on the state side, so the state side go to shit.
Which we do need to think about that, too.
I mean,
don't just
vote,
go in there with the intentions of a president.
Yeah, if you vote for people on the state side, then the Electoral College is going to more than likely vote the way you want to vote in the fucking presidential election. But people don't want to vote for the president. People don't want to vote for states. So it makes no, it really makes no sense. But, yeah, whatever.
That's why I spent too much time on it. It's hard to watch a debate with such buffoonery, from both of these guys. So, yeah, we just wanted to touch on that. People should get out and vote since they say it does make a difference. Although I don't really believe in it, I'm going to do it anyway just to keep a positive vote. But I'm also going to remember to vote for other things as well as the president. I definitely think that that term for Congress thing should be put into place because I'm tired of seeing the same people in office.
Yeah, it should be a turn for everything.
Yeah. So we can get the people that we don't want out of there. And also, I'm looking forward to that. If but people got to vote on it, so let's remember to do that. And then I know there was some other stuff I happened to wanted to touch on that I'm probably going to do a show on myself. I might make it a little 30-minute show, but it's I feel like it's a very important topic. I don't know if you've seen it. You got Netflix?
You said what?
You got Netflix?
Yeah, I got Netflix. I'm actually watching Netflix right now. I've been watching it all goddamn morning because I'm bored.
Did you see the 13th?
The what?
13th.
13th what?
That's the name of the movie. It's 13th. It's talking about the prison pipeline system and how, you know, how outrageous it's gotten and stuff like that.
Oh, no, I ain't got to watch a movie to know how outrageous the prison system got. Are you forgetting? I worked in the prison system 2 years ago.
I know.
I don't need to watch no documentary on the bullshit because that's all it is, bullshit.
It's majority, but I think it's something that should definitely be talked about, and I don't think it gets promoted enough because the majority of us are in the prison system, and that's definitely not a good thing. So any light that is shining on that, I think, is a good thing. But I don't think a lot of people knew the movie was out or the documentary was out, so I think people should go check that out. So I'm definitely going to be promoting that on my next little cast on my own at the crib. So I wanted to ask if you've seen that one. It's pretty good. Pretty good. I don't know how we are. I think they said we are 5% of the world's population, but 25% of the prison population. That's some scary shit right there.
Yeah.
So the U.S. is locked up more criminals than any other country, which is crazy because there are some huge countries out there, some very large countries out there. So things like that should not be happening. I'm also not surprised. You said what?
For us to have more people in jail than Russia is crazy.
And it just makes you think, what is we doing wrong? Because if Russia ain't doing that bad, what is we doing wrong? And I don't think that's a democracy at all, right? That's a dictatorship around there, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently democracy is doing something wrong when we have more prisoners than most people. So I think that's something that we don't talk about, but they need to address, just like, you know, the violence that's happening in all these streets, including Chicago's. So, we'll try to touch on that. Anything you got coming up, too?
No. I got to come up with a date on when we going to first get size for our tokens. You see, I got so much.
Yeah, this man has been. He finally
got
did
word.
It.
Christmas.
He done got me in a little trouble. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it happened.
Who got you in trouble?
I just got to deal with it. You got me in trouble.
I get you in trouble.
Yeah, cause as soon as somebody heard about that, she got upset.
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Soon somebody heard about that, she got upset.
I have no
idea.
Like,
it's happening for you, for her. She don't like that.
Hey, man, that ain't. That's the best suited conversation for off air. But that ain't my fault.
Yeah, I'm gonna find a way to make it right. But yeah,
you know,
there's
only one way to make it right.
Yeah, I know, and I don't get no say in that one.
Hey, you the one.
Just like this election, as much as you figure you get a say, you don't.
You the one who did it to yourself. You did it to yourself, man.
I'm going to work it out, though. Oh, yeah, did you see Luke Cage?
Man, I watched Luke Cage the first 3 days it was out, and I'm done with it.
Oh, you know what? What do you think so far? I ain't finished it, so don't tell me everything. But, like, what do you think? Because some people said it was a little brash, a little dry.
Whoever told you that, they're racist.
They're not racist, but I think I'm.
That's
I like it, but I would figure he would have. I don't know, his actions in the show, like, they make him seem like he don't know how to fight or something like that, like tossing people. And I don't know, I was expecting. I know he's supposed to be a strong man and stuff like that, but I was expecting, like, daredevil moves and stuff like that. I don't know why.
No. See, you gotta look at it. This is a man who he was given powers. He didn't want that shit. Like, Daredevil,
true.
He went out, and he's doing this willingly. This man, he's just trying to stay up under the radar. He wasn't trying to get pushed into the spotlight. That's what that is. But when you watch it, when it gets further along in the season, you'll see that he comes to acceptance of what he has to do. He does start the things he's supposed to do. Like, people talking about I don't like it. Oh, it's too pro-black and all this shit. Oh, he's a dick. You know, and chew on some motherfucking rocks. Because if you don't like
it.
In that
case, I hate you.
In my motherfucking eyes, if you don't like it, you're a motherfucking racist. And if you don't like what the fuck I feel, how the fuck I feel, then fuck you, and you ain't got to listen to me, and you can go on somewhere, eat a dick, and chew rocks. Shit, fuck on some goddamn
way. Nah, I get you, man. I like the show, personally. I do feel like it's something that it could be better. But I like the show, and I don't know why people were saying it's too pro-black. And most of the daggone Marvel shows I've seen, there's only been two token black people in them. And they either drug addicts or people on the run or something like that, or, you know, a criminal or something like that. So we had our two...
And that's the image that they want to keep us in. But...
Right.
Stan Lee didn't make his image in that. Stan Lee made his image in the fucking hero. So get over it or shut the fuck up. Like, he's still going to do good numbers without all you motherfucking hating-ass bastards.
Mm-hmm. And they knew it was a quote before that. I think there was a quote before that X-Men was made off the vision of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X put together. You have two people of... that were kind of opposites, but wanted to bring everything together. So
he said it himself.
Oh, Stan Lee said it himself.
Yeah, he said it himself.
Yeah, I don't see how you can be mad, man. It's like Birth of a Nation, which,
like,
I gotta go check out myself.
Like the white supremacist motherfuckers who didn't like Star Wars and all that stuff when they made the main character a black guy, and he told them, jump. It was the main character just after black guys, and just black people wasn't real big at acting back in them days, so he couldn't make Anakin Skywalker and them black, because there wasn't no black people to play them back then like that.
Right.
Need to go somewhere.
Yeah, man, it's more diverse, man. It really is. It's still a pretty small pool, so I don't know how you can complain. I mean, it ain't like the whole series has been taken over by us, but I say we better actors in most cases anyway.
And fuck shit.
But I definitely gotta go check out Birth of a Nation. And go support that one. It's going to be kind of hard to do that on my schedule, but I'm going to find a way. Cause I feel like, even though I feel like there was some stuff done behind the scenes to already kind of discredit it, I still feel like it's a good movie and we should go check that out and support it regardless of how long it's going to be in theaters. So I might not even bootleg it.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go see it.
Okay, I was waiting for that. But we're going to wrap up. Of course, this has been our second broadcast, and happy to be able to do it. Most cases, we got some more videos and stuff coming. I know when Ken Ounce gets situated, he's going to have some more stuff coming, and I'm going to try to help him out, show him how he can get more stuff up, more content for himself.
It's just timing that I gotta get right.
Right.
For some reason, time ain't on my side, like they said up in the movie with Denzel.
Well, if you don't work it out.
Figure it out somehow.
Yeah. So I want you guys to check us out on here, blogtalkradio.com/BroLivesRadio. We now have a Twitter page up, /BroLivesRadio. And we also got the Facebook, /BroLivesRadio. Now, I also got a YouTube page, but I'm going to have to get everybody forwarded the URL because that is not really working for us and I can't change it. So once that happens, I'm going to work that out. K-Down, you got anything else you want to say?
No, right now. It's about to go. All right,
we out of there. All right, K-Down, man, I'm going to holler at you.
All right. So, did it go off air?
Nope.
I guess, hello?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, you go on, you do whatever to post it and all that stuff. But I guess we can have, Lamont call in next week.
Yeah, we might have a few more. I got to see if I can get them in. I got to set up a time. And then I got to, like I said, I got to holler at Andrew and I'm full of holler at Darius to do some stuff as well. So, yeah, we can set that up. That'll be good.
All right,
I'm holler.
All right.
All right.